This is Prophetess Dr. Kimberterina Lucas, and I welcome you to the God Exponent. This is the God Life Declaration. I will not give up, give in, give out, or give over till the root of righteousness evidences the God Life salvation in my household and every generation until Christ's return. My household is built on a firm foundation with Jesus as the chief cornerstone. I spoke the word of God in faith. I gave God every problem, small and large. I spoke to every mountain a destination. I said the vows in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in good times and in bad. I consummated my marriage and continually make love to my spouse in thought, word, and deed. I am happily married. My children have been trained in the God life. I trusted God and said the words and meant the words I declared from Joshua 24:15. As for me and my family household, we will serve the Lord. I believed God to destroy every generational curse in my family and declare the words from Galatians 3:13 through 14. Christ redeemed us from the self-defeating, cursed life by absorbing it completely unto himself. And now, because of that, the air is cleared, and we are all able to receive God's life, God's Spirit in and with us by believing. Oh yes, wherever the enemy has entered in my life to kill, steal, and destroy, I will not sit down, let down, slow down, calm down, fall down, or be down till the breakdown is torn down. I stake my claim to John 10:10, which confirmed, I went through the gate, Jesus Christ, and I will have real and eternal life, more and better life than I ever dreamed of. I refuse to put my eyes on outward circumstances or listen to prophets of doom or buy into what is trendy, worldly, popular, convenient, easy, quick, thrifty, or advantageous. I will not settle for anything less than what God has intended for me. And according to Mark 11:22, God's power provides me enablement to live the God life so that nothing will be too much for me. Absolutely everything I pray for, small to large. I will neither settle for a cheap imitation of God's promises, nor will I seek to lower God's standard, twist God's will, rewrite God's word, violate God's covenant, and love what God hates, evil. Since my kingdom birthday, the day I accepted Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, God continually brings the best of me, develops well-formed maturity in me. In a decaying world, I will be who I was made and destined to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing myself with others or trying to be something I am not. I seek to live the God life in Romans 12:6 through 21. I will preach God's message, nothing else. I will help and not take over. I will stick to my teaching. I will give encouraging advice and not get bossy. I will lead and not manipulate. I will give aid to the distressed quickly and keep my eyes open. I will work with the disadvantage and not get irritated with or depressed by them. I will keep a smile on my face. I will love from the center of who I am and not fake it. I will run from evil. I will be a good friend who loves deeply. I will learn to not always be first. I will keep myself fueled and aflame and not burn out. I will be an alert servant and cheerfully expect it. Oh, yes, I will not quit in hard times, but be fervent in prayer. I will help needy believers and be inventive in hospitality. I will bless my enemies and not curse them under my breath. I will laugh with my friends when they're happy and share tears when they're down. I will get along with others and not be arrogant. I will not only seek friends with persons of status, I will not live a life of revenge, for the Lord will take care of it. I will discover beauty in everyone. I will get along with friends and enemies. I will get the best of evil by doing good. I declare the God life over my life. Therefore, when surrounded by lies, I will speak the truth. Where hopelessness abounds, I will hope in God. Where revenge is easier, I will bless instead of curse. Where the odds are stacked against me, I will trust in God's faithfulness. I will not acquiesce, compromise, quarrel, or quit. I have made the choice, set my face, entered the race, believed the word, and trusted God for the outcome. I believe, yes I do. I receive, yes I do. I see everything, yes I do, coming to pass. And everything, I said everything, I have declared from my upright lips for myself will manifest in my household for generations until Christ returns.